Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light, and $5 cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you've got guys running that dealership that are stick carriers just like each and every one of you. And because of that, they are giving you a special deal that nobody else gets. Go to Mastro Subaru, whether it's in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Tell them you're a stick carrier and you get special stick carrier pricing just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. New and pre-owned vehicles, they've got a huge selection. You go in, tell them you're a Bucks fan, tell them you're a stick carrier, and they're going to take some money off of that price just for you. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Orlando and Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else. It's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't do my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family. Let's do it.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't ask now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool now. Get on live, but that ain't my style. So who you gonna get? And what he gonna do?
This is Bucks Uncensored, our first podcast of this season, following a Bucks loss. Recording this on Tuesday night, so I've had 24 hours to think about Monday night football. And a lot of the thoughts I had last night as I drove home are the same that I have this morning, or this afternoon, this evening. You know, it was disappointing. There was a lot of disappointment in the game. And I'm not going to sit here and, you know, be the guy, the cliche guy. Well, you know, they fought hard till the end. They fought hard to the end because they had to. Because they, I mean, it was, the wheels fucking came off in the first half. Everything was going right early on. Evans with a great pick of Roethlisberger. Even Fitzpatrick looked good early. You know, even on the first drive, hits Godwin right in the chest. Oh, fuck, I didn't write. I tweeted out what I was going to talk about on the pod. Those referees were. The NFL, I don't know if the NFL is trying to make us not want to watch anymore. I mean, they're calling personal fouls that shouldn't be personal fouls. Then, and I know this is so small in the grand scheme of things, but that first drive, the first three and out, he hits Godwin. Godwin catches it. The guy not only hits Godwin while he's a what, defenseless receiver? But he launches at him. Did you see that? Okay. You know, at the time, I wasn't going to complain about it. But then when you see fucking 15 fucking roughing the passer penalties and all this other bullshit throughout the game, it's like, sheesh. Keep going, NFL. Keep going. You're turning a lot of people off. But everything's going in the Bucs' favor, I think, early on. Hell, even Peyton Barber had a little bit of a run game going. Everything was working. Not working, but you felt like the Bucs were right there. And then Chris Conte's career came to an end. I fucking lost it. Fucking lost it. How in the fuck do you continue to throw a guy out there that every fucking person that watches NFL games knows that he's a liability on your defense? And you just keep throwing him out there. That's the definition of insanity. It's the definition of insanity. And I didn't think the defense played 30 points bad as 30 points looks in the first half. And quite frankly, the defense, if they don't do what they did in the second half, there's no comeback. The turnovers did the Bucs in. The lack of a run game did the Bucs in. And I'm not going to just point at the offensive line, but the pass protection and game plan. Scratch that. I'm not even going to say pass protection. Because, yes, Caleb Benenock's a liability and whatnot, and he's a young guy, whatever. But the overall game plan was a liability on offense. But they scored 27 points. I don't give a fuck. I mean, when you have that much talent, you're going to score some points. But early on, I mean, Fitzpatrick lost it for a little bit. Lost it. Now, did he get it back in the second half? Sure. But as I stated on this podcast, you roll with him until that magic wears off. Now, did the magic wear off or not? It did in the first half. Did it come back in the second half? I don't know. We'll get into the debate of Fitzpatrick versus Jameis Winston here in a moment. Or in a little bit in the podcast. But some of those throws Fitzpatrick made in the first half of that game after the Conte play. Listen, it all comes back to the Conte play. When a fucking second string tight end catches a wide open pass and then throws your safety, your last line of defense, and punches him like he's a little bitch and shoves him to the ground. Fuck, that's bullying. Conte got bullied. And that changed everything. All of the momentum went to the Steelers for the rest of the first half, and they took full advantage of it. Offensively, defensively, I mean, the wheels came off of Fitzpatrick. Then they get the ball at the 2-yard line. The 2-yard line. And who do we put in? No, not Ronald Jones. Your second round pick! What, he can't pass protect? So we're just never going to play him? We're going to play this Sean Wilson guy who tiptoes? I mean, Sean Wilson has been phenomenal in touchbacks on kickoff returns. But damn it, if that guy didn't tiptoe every fucking time he came out of the fucking end zone last night. No wonder the Steelers were kicking it short. They're like, this guy's a fucking pussy. But, you know, can only have so many running backs on the roster. So, don't want to put Rojo in there. Fuck. Okay, so not Rojo, not Peyton Barber. No, we're going to put our tiniest, smallest running back, Jaquizz Rodgers, in. Okay. Oh, and by the way, we're going to put in a bunch of tight ends, get everyone close, and just run it up the middle for a yard. God, I can't stand when teams do that. You're at the 2-yard line. What do you think a carry up the middle is going to get? You think it's going to magically get you 4 yards? With a fucking 5'3", 190-pound running back? Come on. I mean, I like Jaquizz Rodgers, but that's not the situation for him. They run him up the middle. Guess what? Nothing. And then they come back with the same fucking formation. Bring everyone in. Power. It's going to be a power offense. You're not a power offense. Then they fucking, I don't even know if it was a play. I don't even remember now. But they try to throw it from this formation, and it looks like a fucking horrible throw right to Bud Dupree, who is terrible in coverage, and he runs it back for a fucking touchdown. That's the Conte play, and that play are inexcusable. And the play calling offensively, if you're not going to run the football, then what's the point? Well, they tried and they couldn't. By the end of the first half, and when I get on here, I shoot from the hip. I remember what I saw in the stadium. And it was late in the first half, and Peyton Barber had like 5 carries for 24 yards or something. Okay. Granted, a lot of that was on his one decent run early in the first half that led to the Bucs' first touchdown to Cameron Brate. But 5 carries? All right, so we're going to throw the ball. That's fine. But here's the issue. Here's the main issue. Is that the Buccaneers have called some great plays in the first few games of this season. But this is the NFL. Defensive coordinators are going to figure you out. And quite frankly, the blueprint on Ryan Fitzpatrick has been out there for a long time. Why do you think he was called Fitzmagic before he came to Tampa? He's shown the magic before. But this is why no one in the NFL really wanted him. And this is why the Bucs signed him to a 1-year deal. It's like, okay, we'll keep you. Backup quarterback. Can fill in a pinch. Can do good as a backup quarterback. Not the guy you want long term. I mean, last night, Monday night, was a microcosm of last season. Get punched in the face, get buried early, try and claw your way back, fight hard, and in the end, the fans are just like, well, you know, they tried hard. Not good enough anymore. Not good enough. Now, listen, not naive, right? I wasn't pissed. I was disappointed. I was disappointed because there were times in that first half where I felt, listen, a lot of you are college football fans. I went to USF, USF fan. I'm a Bucs fan, Tampa through and through. It was like watching an AAC team take on a top tier Power 5 conference team. Maybe not even top tier, maybe middle tier Power 5 conference team. And maybe it's not USF, but maybe it's East Carolina or Tulsa or SMU taking on, I don't know, Texas Tech or name another, Virginia Tech or whomever. But that's what it felt like, you know. Well, we're going to fight, but in the end, they're just better than us. They're a better organization. And maybe the Bucks aren't there yet. But like I said, defenses are going to figure you out. And if you don't even try to run the football, and you don't figure out how to keep defenses off balance, they're going to pin their ears back. They're going to, the defensive lineman's going to know they're always going to be in pass rush mode. And they're going to tee off and start blitzing the fuck out of you, which is what they did last night. And get to Fitzpatrick knowing that if we get anywhere close to him, he's going to make some mistakes. And he made them last night. It was disappointing. So now Jameis Winston's available. So what do they do? Well, I see that the media's gotten to a majority of you. And this is what's becoming so frustrating, is that you are just fucking buying right into their fucking bullshit. Do you realize that? You realize that all of you are buying into the media bullshit? Ryan Fitzpatrick is not the long-term starter here. He is not even the starter here. If there was no suspension, he may have not ever seen the field. With that said, and the way the season has played out, I see two angles to this. How is Fitzpatrick physically Tuesday and Wednesday? And if he's banged up, which I know he's been, I know his knee's been a little bruised or whatever from sources. Not that it's anything serious. Listen, I'm bruised and I didn't even play in the game. But if he's hurting against Khalil Mack, that and this pass rush of the Bears, it's not good. On the same front, Jameis Winston coming back in the office, short week. Do you want to just throw Jameis Winston out there on the road against the Bears? They got to win. I believe they're 2-1 on the season. Defense is playing well. With all that said, as long as he's physically okay, I'd roll with Fitzpatrick this week. Now, am I right or am I wrong? I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying, safe-wise for the organization now and for the rest of the year, let me play this out for you. Fitzpatrick starts against the Bears, then you have a bye week, then you have the Falcons in their house. Why not give Jameis Winston 3 weeks to prepare for a division rival on the road? Oh, yeah, listen, he's going to know the game plan against the Bears. He'll be the backup. Maybe he won't. Maybe you make him inactive this week. Is that the worst thing in the world? Oh, it will be in the media's mind. Oh, my God, inactive. They hate him. They're trading him. Hear me out again. Tell Jameis, we're targeting Atlanta for you. On the road, opponent you know well, a place where you've played well, and we're going to give you 3 weeks to prepare for that one opponent. You're not even going to be active for this week's game. Doesn't that sound smart? You're not sacrificing this game because Fitzpatrick has played well. Did it stumble a little bit on Monday night? Yes. Can he still win you a game? Yes. Is he the future? Is he the long-term starter? Is he the starting quarterback? No. So my plan is simple. Fitzpatrick this week, Jameis inactive. I go to Jameis and tell him, 3 weeks, start prepping now. We are beating the Falcons. And then I'm telling Fitzpatrick, let's go out there and leave a lasting mark. Jameis Winston's coming back after the bye. You're still very much a part of our organization. And we need you this week. We need you this week. Fitzpatrick's ready to roll this week. Jameis is ready to roll in week three. And I'm going to be very honest with you right now. I didn't even think about all of that until just now recording this podcast. To me, it makes sense. Some of you play Jameis right now, no matter what. And maybe that's the right call. Some of you play Fitzpatrick and fuck Jameis Winston. And if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. See, the infighting, the attacking amongst Bucks fans is exactly what the media wants you to think. To the point where good old Roy Cummings, who, by the way, hates the stick carriers, hates JoeBucksFan.com, hates Ira Kaufman, and talks shit about me and anyone that is associated with me for some reason. Maybe it's because he's jealous, since he initially came to me and said him and I should do a podcast together. Then, in the same breath, I don't know, within weeks later, he's like, oh, hey, I found somebody else to do a podcast with. Hey, best of luck. Good luck to you. Good luck in your future endeavors. I went on to have this podcast and 6, 7, 8, 9,000 downloads an episode. We might have gotten 10,000 for one of the episodes last week. And Roy Cummings is writing for websites that nobody's ever heard of. It's cool. Roy Cummings tweeting out, I'm actually better at my job than Winston is at his. Roy, nobody knows if you're good at your job or not because nobody's reading your site. So, I mean, that might be true, but we don't know that. And I'm pretty sure you haven't put up the same statistics for your little website that Jameis Winston has in his first 3 years as an NFL starting quarterback. One of the toughest jobs in all of sports, maybe one of the toughest jobs, period. But Roy Cummings is better at his job than Jameis. So would we say Jameis Winston's a top 15 quarterback? Hell, I'll even be ultra conservative. Jameis Winston, top 20 quarterback. Folks, Roy Cummings isn't even a top 20 Bucks reporter. Okay? Not even top 20. So these little jabs, you're going to continue to see them. What they're trying to do, this evil media, is divide you. They're doing their job. And quite frankly, it was sickening in the stands on Monday night. I mean, it got to the point where it was damn near miserable. The bitching, holy shit. I mean, granted, different team, different level, haven't gone through the hell of losing that we've had over the years. But when I was in New Orleans, like, yeah, they were frustrated, but this was flat out bitching, loud bitching. And I don't know if people are extra loud when they bitch because they think they're funny, or they think, or maybe my biggest mistake is sitting behind the Bucks bench. But they're not funny. There's this one guy that sits like five rows back. I'm like on the aisle. He's more towards the middle. And he's just like, nice call, coach. Run the ball, coach. Keep it going, coach. Like, it is the fucking most annoying fucking bullshit. And I think he thinks he's funny. But not one person laughs the entire time. And it was just bitching and bitching and bitching. And by the way, and we're going to have a lot of Bucks takes, and a lot of them focus on the fans at the game Monday night. Listen, stop criticizing your own fans. Oh, there's too many Steeler fans. Well, let me tell you how this all played out. This all played out the same way it played out for us in planning our New Orleans trip. Schedule comes out. There it is. New Orleans, first game on the schedule. Circled it and start booking. I'm sure not every Steelers fan there last night was from Pittsburgh, but I bet you a lot of them were. I mean, what an opportunity. You come down to Florida. You've got access to the beach. If you've got family, you go to Orlando. You get a cheap ticket to the game because nobody wants to go. But they're 2-0. That fucking doesn't matter. You all realize these tickets were purchased long, long ago, right? You know, this isn't like, hey, Bucks are 2-0. I'm a Steeler fan and I'm going. No. The Steeler fans bought these tickets a long time ago because they expected to be good. And the reason the tickets were available was because a large majority of Bucks fans had zero hope for this season. Zero. Then the Bucks go to 2-0, and now all of a sudden it's like, why are all these fans in our stadium? Hey, what's going on here? They're in your stadium because nobody gave a shit about the Bucks in June or July or leading up to training camp. There wasn't the buzz. There's always that buzz in Pittsburgh. Fuck, man. If I lived in Pittsburgh and I had a team like that that's playing incredible football, a contender every single year, and my star quarterback could retire any year, and we could go Monday Night Football down to Florida early in the season and make a vacation out of it, fuck yeah, I'm doing it. And honestly, it's not going to cost me all that much money. Don't get on each other. If the Bucks keep winning, Bucks fans will start to fill that stadium. But they're going to have to do it consistently. You know, gone. You can call it bandwagon all you want, but I am a firm advocate of you spend your money that you earned on what you want to spend it on. You are not obligated in any means to spend your money on football tickets or hockey tickets or baseball tickets. You're obligated to take care of your family and pay your bills. That's it. Everything else, you're not obligated to spend money on anything. Which is why I love bandwagon fans. Love them. Because that means my team's winning. And I never, ever, I still don't understand to this day why people bash bandwagon fans. I love them. I want the Bucks to win, and I want every bandwagon fan with us. And anyone that says they don't want you, they're lying. Because they're the same ones that were bitching about a lack of Bucks fans in the stadium Monday night. Whoa. Holy shit. I hit everything from the game. The bitching, the moaning, the referees. I mean, you saw some guys have incredible game. Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Lavonte David, Quan Alexander. Oh, goose egg on the scoreboard for the second half. Now, gave up 30 in the first half. They've got Mike Smith needs to figure it out. And if he doesn't, somebody needs to force Dirk to figure it out on defense. But I want this team to compete this year and show growth. Do we think they're truly going to compete for a Super Bowl? Listen, we all want it to happen. But I see the pieces in place. Getting Carlton Davis, MJ Stewart, and Jordan Whitehead this kind of experience the rest of the game or the rest of the season, I'm okay with. And oh, by the way, Antonio Brown scored his touchdown on Brent Grimes. Not Carlton Davis, not MJ Stewart. I like these young players get, and quite frankly, trade for Earl Thomas, sign Eric Reed, this and that. I don't know if the Bucks have done anything so far as of you listening to this podcast. Just sign Keith Tandy. Bring old, good old Keith Tandy back. Throw Jordan Whitehead out there, and let's roll with this young secondary. I don't know why Ryan Smith didn't get any action. Again, I want these young rookies, if they are going to be cornerstones, no pun intended, or pun intended, of this defense, let's let them get that experience. And on offense, it's time for us to see Ronald Jones. I don't think this has anything to do with his running ability. We saw him catch the ball in preseason games. I think this has ultimately a lot to do, again, this is total assumption on my part, but I think this ultimately has a lot to do with protection, pass protection in particular. And I'm not saying he is of this quality, because we really haven't seen him, and we haven't seen him with the starting offensive line. But Alvin Kamara for the Saints, never pass blocks. Never. Why on earth would they keep a weapon like that in their backfield to protect Drew Brees? There are ways you can use Ronald Jones without having him back there in pass protection. And if you found a roster spot for Sean Wilson because he returns kicks, ugh. You should be able to find that exact same roster spot for somebody who may, he may not, but who may give you a spark in the run game. Because I can tell you one thing. Peyton Barber, Jaquizz Rodgers, Sean Wilson, none of them are giving you a spark in the run game. And until you get that spark in the run game, be prepared for the Bears and every other defense to pin their ears back, blitz, and be all over your quarterback because they know what's coming. They know what's coming. And by the way, that third down pass by Roethlisberger, holding big time on Vinnie Curry. Whew. So much to take in, so much to go over, and so many Bucks takes to get to. They're coming up next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Ricotto's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Ricotto's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
My venting out. little different this week than what we would normally have. Again, games normally played on Sunday. I'd record Sunday night, vent, get it all out there on Monday. Tuesday, we're moving on. Well, now this podcast isn't hitting till Wednesday. So listen to it Wednesday, listen to it Thursday. We're starting to get into a pattern, but I'll have a little bit of a podcast for you on Friday. At least, hey, listen, I'll keep doing the hype casts. That's what I'm calling them, the hype casts. I'll keep doing those until we just won't say. We just won't say when. All right, a lot of Bucks takes I want to get to, and a lot of people have some very passionate pleas to share with each and every one of you. We'll start with Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Justin, fellow stick carriers, Jeremy from Naples here sending in a Bucks take. Just got back to the hotel room from the game at Heinz Field South. Come on, Bucks fans. We have to do a better job supporting this team. There was way too many terrible towels in that stadium for my liking. They already play 8 home games. Let's help them out. Enough being negative. I want to focus on the positives for a minute, Justin. In years past, I really believe with what, as poorly as that team played, shooting themselves in the foot in the second quarter, they would have got rolled up in the second half and had a 3-score blowout. That being said, they were there till the very end. Didn't give up, played very aggressively, and I liked it. I have a question for you. So maybe cue the Phil Collins.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Starting to take the identity of the general manager when he followed the light. Has he done enough to earn a contract extension for next year? Thoughts? And as always, speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Well, Jeremy, first off, I think he signed a 1-year extension, so they don't have to come up with an answer right now. But it's a little too early this season. What I will say about Jason Light is the same thing I said heading into this season, before training camp, same thing I said heading into the regular season. Do you believe that this is a team that should compete and has enough talent to win? I think the Bucks have shown that in their first 2 weeks. You know, for every draft pick that you point out that he's missed on, I could probably point out one that he's hit on. You know, Aguayo. Oh, okay. Ali Marpet. Okay. Austin Seferian Jenkins. Okay, Mike Evans. Chris Godwin. Carlton Davis is looking pretty good. MJ Stewart's looking pretty good. Donovan Smith. OJ Howard. I mean, Quan Alexander, Jason Pierre-Paul, Vinny Curry, Carl Nassib. I mean, who else? Justin Evans, another interception. Terrible angle on the Antonio Brown touchdown. Ryan Jensen. So, yeah, GMs are going to miss on players. But GMs are also going to hit on players. And I think Jason Light has done. Listen, it's so easy that a lot of you forget what we all went through from Bruce Allen to Mark Dominic for all those years. I mean, you want to miss on free agents and draft picks over and over and over again. That's what was happening then. I think now we look at Jason Light And I see it. I see the team coming together. I don't know what is going to put them over the top. I think they got to stop being such pussies on defense. And that comes from the top down. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And while the pass protection has been decent and good over the first 2 weeks, and again, Monday Night Football, they were blitzing. They were coming from all angles. You got to get rid of the ball quickly. There were several times where Fitzpatrick were like, fucking throw the football. What are you doing? Somebody's always got to be open with this receiving core. Always. So do I think they should be ready to break the bank on Jason Light? I mean, maybe not, but I'm not letting him go anywhere. Thanks for the question, though. It's been a while since I was actually able to answer a question, Jeremy. So that's good. Travis is up with us. What up, Travis?
Well, this is Travis sitting in section 211. There's a minute left in the game, and I'm watching the Steelers sit here and take knees to end this game. You know, we made a valiant effort at the end, but, man, we shit the bed. A few times in the first half, we got Fitz. He shit himself in the first half. Godwin, I love Godwin, but he just dropped some very important passes. The refs shit the bed tonight, too. This is a terrible crew. You know, it's just sad. Sad night. We had it. We had opportunities, and we just blew it. We just blew it. I don't know if Fitz is the answer. I don't know if we see Winston come Sunday. But whatever happens, I'm going to cheer these Bucks on no matter what. I think we could beat the Bears, but that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm hoping for. Go Bucks.
I'm with you, Travis, 100%, man. I don't care who plays. I think I laid out a pretty decent scenario of how I would handle the quarterback situation. It's not a controversy, situation over the next few weeks. But I don't care about the name on the back. I honestly don't. Figure it out. Let's win some football games. All right, let's go to Mike, my buddy Mike, 109. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Justin. It's Mike and 109. Let's be realistic, man. 2-1. 2-1, people. 2-1. I mean, it didn't feel like the play calling was where it needed to be, but who knows, because we don't know what the play calls were. But regardless, 2-1, people, with a backup quarterback. Let's enjoy the opportunity that we have right now to go in and play a Chicago Bears team that probably isn't as good as the Steelers, right? So 2-1. 2-1. We were supposed to be 0-3. Stay tight, stay right, let's go Bucks.
All right, let's go Bucks. Yeah, I think looking at it big picture, getting through the sting of our first loss and seeing where the Bucks are right now, if they can somehow find a way to get a win this week, be 3-1 at the bye week, that is better than every single one of us could have imagined at this point. I think personally I was like, 2-2, I'd be pumped. 3-1, yikes, I don't even want to say what I would do. Josh is up with us. What up, Josh?
Justin. Josh from Venice. Quick reaction from the game Monday night. My first game in over 2 years. My first Monday night game. Wow. Just blown away at the lack of motivation of our fucking fan base in our own fucking stadium. It's horseshit, bro. Horseshit. Horseshit. How the fuck are you gonna let a bunch of fucking non-living in Pittsburgh, all live in Florida, fucking rooting bandwagon-ass Steelers fans come into our fucking home and run shit? That's bullshit. Shouldn't happen. Shouldn't fucking happen. I hope you lose your fucking season tickets next year, and I'll take them from you. Unless some fucking real fans who really want to go there and cheer their fucking team off on a fucking Monday night cheer their fucking team on. I don't know. The speaking softly shit's got to go, man. It's time to get fucking loud. It's time to get fucking angry. It's time to get fucking pissed off. So, I'm going to still be a stick carrier, but you going to fucking hear me.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, we want to hear you. You know, I know the phrase, the saying is speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. But, I mean, we know once we get to the season, it's time to get loud as fuck. Chad's up with us, Lando Lakes. Hello, Chad.
Justin, it's Chad from Lando Lakes. Just finished the game. Not the result we wanted. But you can't win every game with magic. It's not the result we wanted. But let's face it. If we said at the beginning of the season that we were going to go 2-1, we would all be ecstatic. Nobody saw this coming. Our team has done tremendous things to start the season with the Jameis Winston suspension. Now, I don't know if they bring Jameis back next week. They probably won't because of the short week. But I think this shows that magic cannot last forever. I think we know that Jameis Winston is our future, and I want to see what he's going to do, and I can't wait to see it. It's a tough loss. We had every opportunity to win, but that's okay. I'm proud of our Buccaneers team. We went 2-1 to start the season on the Jameis Winston suspension. The season ain't over. It's just getting started. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right. It's pretty loud or pretty long right now. Still got a bunch more buck stakes. I'll get as many in as possible. Just remember too, like especially after games, like we're getting a lot. So make sure yours is under 90 seconds. And get creative with it. And if you go to the game, I want to hear that raw, genuine passion as you leave. Okay? I mean, a few years ago, we had some doozies sending in some buck stakes. And maybe everyone was just a little bit in shock after a Monday Night Football loss, the way it went down. But I need to hear that passion. I need to feel that passion in your buck stake. Let's go up to Canada. Ken! He's passionate about this team.
Hey, Justin. Ken from Canada. Yeah, I'm pissed. But trying to look at it as like 2-1. If you would have told me we would have this record after these three games, I'd be pretty happy. Jackson's punt return, man, should have counted. Shitty holding. Maybe Johnson ran into the wall a little too hard. But anyways, hey, still close score. Game wasn't very close. Defense, three rookies. I'm just hoping for a better future. Maybe they even pick it up here as the season goes on. I guess it's really time to speak softly. And hopefully eventually we carry that big motherfucking stick again.
Keep carrying it, Ken. Do not stop. We'll go down to South Florida. T is down there. What up, T?
Justin, T in South Florida. They show some heart. You know, the team shows some heart. I mean, to be down 30-10 in halftime, usually we lay down and just take it up the ass. But they found a way to make it interesting. But fuck that! Fuck that! Fuck that! Gerald McCoy, I knew as soon as he was mic'd up, it was a bad omen. My bad, Ben. Get your, man, fuck that shit. Let's be nasty for a change. Let's be nasty. Regardless, we ain't gonna be able to do shit moving forward without a fucking consistent running game. I mean, goddamn, this shit sucks. Fuck, anytime we on prime time, we start looking like booty, man. Man, they gotta fix this shit. But hey, I'll take that 2-1. I know I sound bipolar as fuck right now, but it's just one of those days looking at that game. But hey, at the beginning of the year, you know, everybody had us penciled in to go 0-3. So fuck 2-1. Let's take it. Let's get these Bears. Let's establish a fucking running game. Go Bucks.
Some sort of run game. I mean, can Ronald Jones be that bad? I don't think so. I mean, it's a running back. The only reason I could see keeping him out is, again, pass protection. That's it. All right, last Bucks take, because we've had a bunch already. Let's get Brandon on, all the way up there in Oregon. Hello, Brandon.
Commish, Papa Bucks out in Oregon. Damn it! That's a game we should have won. We could have won. But they fell on their face. It was a whole team effort loss. But, you know, if I had to pick out, I don't know, 3, maybe 4 guys that really cost us the game, Isaiah Johnson, Chris Conte with that ridiculous high tackle on Vance McDonald. The fuck are you thinking? Go for the guy's legs. Anyways, and then Caleb Benedict, quit doing this rotation at right guard. Put Evan Smith in there. That's your starting five, and we'll be fine. Fitzpatrick started off shitty. And let's be honest here. If Jameis throws those 3 picks and plays like that, these fucking Buck fans would be crucifying him. I don't think they're the stick carriers that would. Us stick carriers, we root for the team. We don't care. But my God. And I'd be real curious to see what this D-line does without Gerald McCoy in the lineup. Maybe once we get Bo Allen in and get everybody healthy around him, get him out. Let's just see what it does. But anyways, I'm not panicking. I don't think any of us should. Our team is better than the Steelers. That's for damn sure. They just didn't execute tonight. But whatever. We'll move on to the Bears. Jameis will be back before too long. And we'll be just fine. I love all you guys. I hope you had a good time at the game, even in a loss. That sucked to see. Oh, and one more thing. Vinny Curry, what the fuck are you doing? That ball's right there. Pick it up. Jump on it. What the fuck are you doing? Scratch that. Don't pick it up. Jump on that motherfucker. Fall on it. What are you doing? It's like he was trying to pick it up and run with it. Idiot. Anyways, just all mental errors across the board on the team, and that's unfortunate. We should have won that game, but we'll be all right. Chicago doesn't have the offense to do anything. That defense is scary, but I got to have faith in our offensive crew to get the blocking assignments figured out to deal with Khalil Mack next week. But anyways, enough of that. I've gone a little too long. I love you guys. Thank you to all the sponsors. Carry a big fucking stick. Stuck it.
Hey, listen, it's going to sting. And yes, the 16-0 season is over with. One thing I have not said in this podcast that should be said. Boy, if you're going to lose one of these first 4 games, the Steelers is the game to lose. Just remember that, folks. Tiebreakers and all that as we get to the playoffs. And yeah, we're going to talk playoffs. As long as the Buccaneers are winning games early in the season, we'll talk a little playoffs. But first tiebreaker, especially in the division, is division win-loss and head-to-head. Then conference record. So if you're going to lose games, you lose those AFC games. Beating the Eagles was way more important than the devastation of losing to the Steelers. Does that make sense to everyone? Yeah, we're disappointed, we're upset, we're angry, but that is nowhere near how excited and happy you should be that they beat the Eagles last week. So just let that marinate, let that sink in, and let's go out there and beat the fuck out of the Bears. Okay, their offense can't move the ball. Their defense is going to get after the quarterback. Let's put some points on the board, and let's bury those motherfuckers and go into the bye 3-1. I'm ready. Thanks to our sponsors. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we do have some dates. Away game watch party. Stick carrier road game watch parties. Buffalo Wild Wings. We are still nailing down the locations, but I can tell you, already scheduled. We do not have anything official for this Sunday against the Bears. Nothing official. But I can tell you, October 14th, Bucks at Lions. We will give you a location. We're going to try and make all of the Buffalo Wild Wings as centralized or as easily accessible as possible. Meaning, we're trying to find Buffalo Wild Wings close to an interstate. So, Bucks at Falcons, October 14th. I mean, if you're planning on coming, there's a good chance it could be at the South Tampa, Brandon, Wesley Chapel, or Pinellas Park. Those are the locations I'm pushing for. All of those are near interstates, so just try and factor in a babysitter or whatever you need, and make sure you're joining us for that watch party, our watch party on November 4th when the Buccaneers go to Carolina, go to Charlotte to face the Panthers, and November 18th, the Bucs are at home against... Or I'm sorry, on the road against the New York Giants. Against the Giants. I was considering going to that game, but I guess I'm not now because I'm going to be right with y'all. Buffalo Wild Wings. Hopefully watching the Buccaneers competing for a playoff spot. Thanks again to Buffalo Wild Wings, where they have the $5 deals each and every game day. $5 pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light. $5 cocktails, $5 hamburgers and brats. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Master of Subaru is giving you, the stick carriers, a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Just tell them you're a stick carrier. It's that simple. Orlando, Tampa, two locations. Check them out, masterofsubaru.com. Bricado Sandwich Shop has the best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town. B4 is what you drink before you drink to avoid the hangover. And, of course, Christian Headlines Barbershop. You know I'm always looking fly because I've got Christian on my side. Oh, God, I hate myself. Nonetheless, we go right back into the words of the Godfather. Oh, yeah, I might as well promote the podcast. Podcast is 2 times a week with a hype cast somewhere, likely on Fridays. First come, first serve, joebucksfan.com. Check it out. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Commish Online. Follow Stick Carriers, at Stick_Carriers on Twitter. And make sure you sign up and join the Stick Carriers Facebook page. Love the discussion there. Yeah, debatable. Well, now we'll go back into the words of the Godfather. Yes, yes, Dirk. Sorry to make you wait, but I know we've made you wait already. We're going to make you wait just a little bit more because we're going to play your words in a much sexier voice.
Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Much like Vance McDonald did to Chris Conte, essentially ending his career, right? I mean, he's not coming back from that. But sad to say, he nailed it.
Go Bucks.